بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين وشاكرين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. الحمد لله. My dear respected listeners, first and foremost, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, master of the entire universe, king of the entire world, Rabbul Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and send salutations upon the most noblest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is none else but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this entire universe, and whatever is in this universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it for me and for you to understand and to recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse of Surah, in the 27th juz of the Quran al-Kareem, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I did not create men and jinn but for my worship, but to recognize me, who am I, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created each and every one of us. But we are human beings, and each and every one of us from time to time, as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that kullu bani adam khata'un wa khayrul khata'in at-tawabun, that every son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, every human being, every person is a sinner. And the best of sinners are those people that when they realize their mistakes, that they realize that they have done wrong, then immediately they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn in forgiveness and repentance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is none that can forgive a person but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created each and every one of us to understand and to recognize and to realize that there is a creator behind each and everything. As the verse of the Quran that I have recited in front of you in Surah Zumar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that, O my servants, who have transgressed against their souls, that, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that, O those of my servants, that went against the souls, who have transgressed themselves, who have disobeyed me, who have done things that is not in conformity to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, then do not be despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have wronged ourselves, we have done wrong, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can forgive a person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that can save us from the wrong. Because it is only Him that loves to forgive. There is nobody else that loves to forgive. And in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very pertinent hadith that we find, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, سَيَأْتِ زَمَانٌ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي يُحِبُّونَ خَمْسٌ وَيَنْسَوْنَ خَمْسٌ, that a time will come, shortly a time is going to come, when my people will love five things and they have forgotten five things. Very pertinent, and to the apt of today's time, we will find that these five points that are mentioned here are of such importance that it is part of life, that has become part of life of every human being. The first one where it is said, يُحِبُّونَ الدُّنْيَا وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْآخِرَةِ, that the love of this world has entered into our hearts, and the dislike of the year after, the dislike of Akhirah, has left our hearts. We have realized that the world has become so important to us, that we love this world so much, we honor this world so much, that the things of this world has become very loving to us, but the year after has become such that we have forgotten that we are going to leave this world. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ, that every soul is going to taste of death. Every person is going to taste of death. Everyone is going to leave this world. Nobody is going to live in this world forever and forever. We are all going to die. We are all going to go away from this world. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ, now the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. The love of this world has entered into our hearts, and the yearning of death has become dislike unto a person. When we hear death, then we dislike it. We say, why? Why death? Why death? Why this person has died? Why that person has left this world? But eventually, we will have to understand, and we have to recognize that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brought us into this world, and it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take us away from this world. This world and whatever it belongs is not even worth a wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how worthless is this world. Yet we are running after this world, we are hankering after this world, we want everything of this world. But what belongs to us, it is only that which we possess. What we have eaten, what we have worn, that is ours. What we have not used, what we have not utilized, is not ours. That is going to disappear. That is going to go to somebody else one day. So let us make it such that we remember the year after, we remember death at all times. Because if we remember that, then we will understand, we will recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part of this hadith, when Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْحِسَابِ. We have loved wealth, but we have forgotten that we have to account for that. We have loved wealth. Wealth has become the object of today's time. Every person, if he doesn't have money, then he becomes, he goes into a frenzy. He goes into a state that, how can I get more money? And if he has money, then how can I get the next one? How can I get more? How can I get more? He gets more greedy to have more and more and more. But did we ever realize, did we ever understand, did we ever recognize, did we ever think that that money that I've acquired, how am I spending that money? How did I acquire that money? What did I do with that money? How did I spend that money that I have received? What did I do with that money? Did I spend it in the correct way? Did I spend it in the incorrect way? Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question me and question you regarding the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with, regarding the money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with. That how did you acquire that money? How did you spend that money? We find that a person will give charity, and he'll give so much of charity, but it will be for name and for fame. And that will be of no avail to him. But another person might give a 1 rand in charity. He might not have much with him, but he gives that 1 rand in charity. And that with sincerity, with sincere hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah blesses him, Allah rewards him. And that will be of great importance. That will be his way towards paradise. And the other one, on the other hand, giving for name and fame, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, go to so-and-so person. You gave so much for show. Now go collect your reward from that person. So that is the second point. That we have forgotten, we have loved five things and we have forgotten about five things. Number three, وَيُحِبُّونَ الْمَخْلُوقُ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْخَالِقُ. We have fallen in love with the makhluq and we have forgotten the khaliq, the creator. We have fallen in love with this world, with the object of this world. We have fallen in love with everything in this world. Imagine a sahabi in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He puts up a structure without informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we see so many structures coming up, so many homes coming up, so many buildings coming up. Necessity of it. Is there a need for it? Why are we putting up so much of? In our homes, we are doing extensions. They are sometimes living in the home, only two people, husband and wife, children have moved out. There's nobody else living in the home. Yet we find that this is taking place, and that is taking place, and this is taking place, this renovation, that renovation, breaking here, breaking there, building, going higher stories, whatever it may be, extension to a room, extension to this, extension to that, all of this taking place. So the Sahabi had a home, and he did an extension to his home. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day walks past and he sees this and says, that whose home is this? The Sahaba mentioned to him that it is the home of a certain Sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered a few words and carried on walking from there. The Sahabi comes into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says that he greets Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies and turns his face away. Sahabi is stunned, astonished, that what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? What made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turn his face away from me? After making queries, he realizes and he understands that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked past his home and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen the building that he had made, the extension that he had made to his house. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam uttered a few words without informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes to his building, he demolishes that extension that he made. And doesn't even tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes one day, after a few days, walks past again that building, that Sahabi's home, and he sees that building has been demolished. He says, "Oh Sahaba, where is that building that was here? That extension that was made?" Sahaba mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam something to the effect that, "Oh my, our Nabi, the Sahabi heard about it, and then greeted and seen the disheartenment in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the not liking in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he went and he put it down. If it's a necessity, let us do it. If it's not a necessity, let us stay away from it." So the love of this, of makhluk, of the creation, has come into our hearts, but we have not loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah has been taken out of our hearts because we have loved this world, we have loved the wealth of this world, we have loved everything in this world, so that has come into our hearts, but for Allah, that has been taken out of our hearts. Actually, it's supposed to be that Allah must be in our hearts. Sahaba had Allah in the hearts, Allah gave the world to them. We have made it the opposite, that we have loved the world, but we have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth point is mentioned, وَيُحِبُّونَ الْقُسُورَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْقُبُورَ, that we have put up big structures, but we have forgotten our qabr. We've put up big structures, but we have forgotten our graves. Like the incident I mentioned previously, big structures we are putting up, but that grave of ours, what preparations have we made for that grave of ours? We are going to leave this world one day. How much of dhikrullah have we made? How much of tilawat Quran have we made? How many salahs have we made? How much did we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it is a child, did we respect our parents? What preparations have we made for that grave? The grave can either be a garden from the gardens of paradise, or a pit from the pit of hell. It can be a beautiful place for a person when he can go, he can relax, and he can enjoy himself in there. Or it can be a place where the serpents, the insects, the scorpions are let loose upon him, and it is a place of him being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. And the last one that is mentioned is that وَيُحِبُّونَ الْمَعَصِيَةَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ التَّوْبَةَ, that the love of committing sins has embedded our hearts, and to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left us. Today, to commit sins, when we are told that don't do this, then we will go against that norm and we will do it. Ulama ikram say, stay away from this sin, stay away from that sin, stay away from that sin. Then we will say, no, we will break those barriers and we will go and commit those sins. But when we realize that in our life there is no more barakah, there is no more blessings in our lives. In our wealth there is no barakah, in our lives there is no barakah, in our families there is no barakah, in our dealings there is no barakah, in our businesses there is no barakah, everywhere there is no barakah, there is no blessings. Why is all of this happening? Because we are committing, transgressing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are not turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forgiveness. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally in forgiveness, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can forgive us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives every sin. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful and most forgiving. There's nobody else that can help us but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah give us the understanding of these 5 points that we have mentioned, that it is apt in today's time, and we try and save ourselves. Rather, let us remember death constantly. Let us remember that we have to account for whatever we have done in this world. Bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. Remember that we are going to die, and that grave is a place that is where it is our eternal abode. And whatever sins that we have committed, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means that we make a change in our lives, and we always turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help in all our ways. Wa ma alayna ila balagh. Jazakallahu khairan.